This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Sitting in for Steve Inskeep, I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Two more big banks, Citigroup and Wells Fargo, said yesterday they plan to pay back the taxpayer funds they received last year as part of the big bank bailout. Some say it's a sign the economy is returning to normal. Others say the banks just want the government to stop controlling their pay packages for executives. Let's get some analysis now from David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest on our program. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Well, David, of those two things, which is it?
It's a little bit of both, actually. It is encouraging that the economy and the markets are strong enough now that Citi and Wells can actually go to private investors and raise $35 billion so they can pay back the government. In all, actually, the 19 big banks that underwent this stress test that the government did earlier this year that got so much attention have managed to raise $114 billion from private investors. So that's surely a good sign that they think the banks are going to make it. But it's also true that when they pay the money back, the Treasury's pay czar has less control over their executive salaries and bonuses than he does today. And that surely was also a factor in these banks' decisions and the other ones that pay back the money.
Well, other banks did pay back their taxpayer money earlier. As we said, wait, is it just that Citigroup and Wells Fargo didn't have the money?
Well, you know, that's part of it. But mainly it's because once the Treasury and the Federal Reserve put the money into the banks, they had a lot of control over the banks, and they didn't want the banks to pay back the money unless everybody was sure that the banks had really got their business plans together and were truly strong enough to stand on their own. Nobody wants them to be back at the bailout window in 6 months. And you can see in the difference between the two banks that paid back money yesterday that they cut different deals. Wells Fargo had to raise $1 of private capital for every $2 of taxpayer money it paid back. But Citi, which has much bigger problems, they had to raise $1 of private money for every dollar they paid back. So there was a lot of negotiation here.
The government appears to be making some money on these deals.
Yes. The government's like an insurance company that sells fire insurance to your cabin in the woods in a drought when the fire danger is high. If the property doesn't burn down and the policy expires, well, the insurer makes a good profit. It took a risk. The risk didn't turn out to be, the house didn't burn down, and so it gets to keep all the fees. By our estimates at the Wall Street Journal, the government could make as much as $14 billion on all the aid to Citi. But, of course, the government's likely to lose so much money on some of the other parts of the bailout, General Motors, insurance company AIG, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac, that the whole rescue is still going to be a money loser for the taxpayers. That's almost certain.
Now, about those banks, though, if they're healthy enough to pay back their taxpayer aid, why are they not lending more?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's one that the president asked yesterday when he summoned the heads of the big banks, or at least the ones that could get through the fog and come to Washington.
Yeah, just to say three of the big banks, they were stuck waiting for a plane, right?
Right,
in the fog,
right.
In New York City.
The bankers offer us a couple of explanations. They say in some cases the demand for loans is down. Businesses aren't asking for money. In other cases, the people who are asking for money don't look like very good bets given how weak the economy is. And they also complain that the politicians say make more loans and then the bank supervisors say don't make any bad loans and they get pressure both ways. And there's some truth to all of these things. But it's also true that some big banks are finding it very profitable to trade. They can borrow from at almost nothing in the short-term money markets, thanks to the Fed, and it's very much maybe more profitable to do that than to actually make loans.
Well, just briefly, President Obama and some in his administration have used some pretty strong rhetoric about the banks. I mean, the president called them fat cat bankers on Wall Street just a couple of days ago. What is behind this rhetoric?
The president knows the public's angry at the banks, and I think he's doing a lot on the rhetoric front to cover that they're not actually maybe doing so much on the using the power they have to make the banks lend, so it makes good press. And also, he's clearly angry that the big banks have been lobbying against some of his financial regulatory proposals, and this was clearly an attempt to push the top executives to restrain their lobbyists a bit.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.